When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Her name's Sydney Sweeney, and she's currently just about the hottest new thing among teens, particularly teenage boys, I believe. The best comparison I can make is with early Scarlett Johansson. Remember Scarlet Fever back in the days of Lost in Translation with Bill Murray.
Maybe we should just tell everyone we're together.
What?
It would solve that problem for me, and you clearly want Margaret.
She sees her with me. She wants what she can't have.
There's no way we can convince anyone we actually like each other.
I remember Sydney Sweeney in Anyone But You, the TV series White Lotus, and the Rolling Stones video Angry. I can't say I remember her in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the TV series Euphoria, or a horror film called Giant Killer Ants. Well, she's back to horror in a film called Immaculate.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Glancing at the poster for Immaculate, I'd assumed it was some sort of faith-based nun story, like the recent Cabrini. A young American nun called Sister Cecilia goes to an Italian convent, searching for meaning in her life.
I know God saved me for a reason, but I guess I'm still searching for what that reason is.
The point is made that Cecilia doesn't speak Italian, unlike the entire supporting cast who barely speak anything else. What's not established is the fact that Sydney Sweeney barely speaks coherent English either. She looks fine, but half the time I struggle to make out what on earth she was saying.
I promise to carry myself with grace because I want nothing more than to belong here. I'm afraid I've already messed things up.
Speak up, Sister Cecilia. Anyway, everything seems to be fine, or it would be if we could forget the opening scene where another nun tried to escape someone or something, and it all ended badly. That sort of thing does tend to put an audience on edge.
Questo bambino è stato concepito senza peccato. Dio è testimone. Abbiamo assistito a un miracolo.
Anywho, even the naive Sister Cecilia starts to notice that something's a little off, so like all good nuns, she pops along to confession. I'm not quite sure what she's expecting, since the cardinal running confession only speaks Italian, when he speaks anything, that is.
I'm sorry for these... Your Eminence?
And then it all kicks off. Cecilia has an occasional blackout, not to mention some sickness in the morning. She finds herself given special attention by the dodgy Mother Superior, the even dodgier doctor, and the dodgiest priest, Father Sal. And before you can say Rosemary's Baby...
Too much blood of Christ.
It's a miracle. You are with child.
Wait, what? With child? How can that be? And for the rest of Immaculate, we should have seen it coming with that title, we creep around the convent in the middle of the night looking for answers. Or, if not answers, then at least avoiding the increasingly rapid number of jump scares.
Out of all the women in the world,
why did he choose me?
How can we trust what's inside you?
Well, there's no point expecting much in the way of coherent explanations, what with Sydney mumbling and the rest of the Italian cast learning their lines phonetically, as far as I can tell. So director Michael Moen decides to stress the visuals most of the time. It may not make a lot of sense, but for the first hour or so, it efficiently delivers some unpleasant shocks. I found myself feeling a bit sorry for Sydney going through all this. Whose idea was it, I wondered? Who thought anyone wanted to see something like Immaculate? Well, it turns out the answer was Sydney Sweeney herself, who produced the film and, in fact, had been hanging on to it for years, waiting to get it greenlit. The film gets more and more casually violent, though you do find yourself trying to guess the murder weapon of the next gory death.
Suffering. Yes, love.
No way ever.
Rosary beads, a holy relic, a bowl of gruel. And watching Sydney's rather vacantly pretty face, it's hard to imagine her signing off some of these scenes. But for all the brutality, Immaculate hardly offers much in the way of novelty.
Suffering. 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 Yes, love.
I don't know what it is about nuns and horror films, but then neither do the creators of this film. One for people who want a few cheap scares with a side order of a topless Sydney Sweeney covered in blood. Well, now I put it that way, of course.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.